here are some things that are making you tired that you may not know about.
Okay.
According to science.
Science.
It's all backed by science.
Coming to the rescue again.
You're surrounded by negativity.
Oh.
So people that have friends that complain about their lives all the time, things like that. Negativity is draining. So, you know, be there for your friend, but...
Yeah, like this show is such a downer.
Yeah, we are probably the most depressing radio show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, next...
Yeah.
No, next is kind of, this one is actually kind of depressing. Your special adult time is non-existent, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Special adult time. You're not getting any.
Yes, exactly. If you do get some, you actually get a boost of energy and it'll.
Good to know.
Yep. Let's see. There's not enough magnesium in your diet.
Oh, how do I increase my magnesium, Danny?
I'm sorry, but you know what? I really wish I would have saved the second one for last, because now the rest of them are, like, way boring.
Lame.
You lost me at number two. Goodbye.
Magnesium.
Go to the magnesium store. I don't know. Whatever.
Exactly.
No. Avocados, leafy greens, nuts, seeds, beans all have.
Kale.
Kale. And try not to eat too much processed food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The other reason you're so tired is you never work out. Getting 2.5 hours of exercise a week, that's not much. Can make you 65% less tired during the day.
That is not much.
You're a ball of stress. Anxiety is the number one cause of insomnia.
Uh-huh.
And that's a vicious cycle. If you're an anxious person, then you probably know about that.
I can get anxious, yeah.
And your bedroom is a wreck. Studies found that you actually sleep better if your room is cleaned up, straightened up.
I can testify that that is accurate.
Well, my room's a mess all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So Mine too. When it's clean, I've slept like a baby.
But I feel that way about my house in general. My house, like, we got our carpets cleaned on Friday. I was, like, in the best mood all weekend.
Right?
I was hardly even home, but just the fact that I knew when we got home, the house wasn't a total disaster.
Yeah. And it smells so good afterwards. Yeah.
And it only took 72 hours for my cat to puke on the carpet. So, and just over that for my 4-year-old to spill. So that's how that worked out.